Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Welcome back to WGN. Hannah Stanley filling in tonight for Patty Vasquez. I don't know if you guys have, been awake or looked out the window, but it's snowing and it's not going to be great. So joining me is the only man that's possible to help me reevaluate my life choices appropriately. Uncle Tommy Skilling is on the phone. How are
Hannah,
you?
Now, I'm to talk you off the ledge, I'm told, by your producer. Is that is that correct?
I really don't know. No one makes me live here, Tom. And so I need you to tell me how bad or good it's going to be so I can figure out if I need to sell my house.
You know, it's funny you mention that because I got a letter today or an email from a gentleman who's a Chicago transplant out in Las Vegas. And he sent me a picture of a double rainbow out there and said, more or less, not missing the cold or the snow. But, you know, I'll tell you, Hannah, I guess my response to that is there's a certain level of beauty to snow as
sure.
well. It's not a lot of fun to drive in it. But I've also been sent these beautiful photos of frost on people's windows. You know how you get up in the morning in these bitterly cold days and you got these unusual crystal displays on your window.
Yes.
I guess that and these winter wonderland scenes that we see, there is something that's kind of nice about that. And I'll tell you another thing, too. There's no population anywhere in the world that appreciates those first 70-degree days of spring the way we do. You know, there's like a psychological high. So, you know, these are all positives, Hannah, so don't do anything rash.
Don't be rash. Okay,
right.
I will do that. Well, since we have you on the phone.
Sure.
How bad is it going to be this weekend?
Well, here's the deal. I would be careful. We've been through one burst of snow. We had about 3.5 inches of snow up by Kenosha. Wadsworth had 2 inches of snow. We had 1 inch at O'Hare. That's wave number one. We had thought that'd be a 1 to 3 inch producer, and that's pretty much what it's done. There's a little less in the southern suburbs once again. Now we go into kind of this period, which isn't going to be beautiful, but the temperatures will be moderate. That means street chemicals all work pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get a little bit of freezing drizzle or some light snow at times tonight and tomorrow. But there'll also be periods where it's not precipitating. It'll just be cloudy. And I would be careful of that freezing drizzle because on untreated roads or sidewalks or anything like that, that can be a monster unto itself. But at least we're not going to be shoveling anything beyond what's come down so far until tomorrow night. And this is when things get really dicey because the Arctic air hits with wind. Snow starts up again. We think that may be around 5 o'clock in the evening in the city, a little sooner in areas north and west, a little later in areas south. And then it'll snow much of the night. We'll get 2 to 4 inches, but the wind's going to pick up and the temps are going to dive. So, and by morning on Sunday, we could have wind or air temperatures around 0 and even 5 below out in the suburbs and kind of hang in that 4 below to 4 above range all day and drop to 10 to 18 below Sunday night, Monday morning, up to 11 on Monday. And then we start warming up. It looks like we're going to break out of this pattern that really has been only a visitor for the last couple of weeks.
Tom, a long time ago, a friend of mine was a big fan of yours, and he said, Hanny, you have to watch Tom Skilling on Channel 9. His weather forecasts are like a ride. And I was like, I don't understand what you're talking about. And now I get it, because this conversation has been a ride. You say, you know, the first wave is over, it's okay. And then you go, no, it's just going to be gloomy. And then you go, no, now it's going to get dicey.
And then
it'll be warm.
Well, you know, Hannah, what's on my mind is here we are. It's the weekend before Christmas and the holidays start. And all I can think is people, if they're like me, have about 18 million things yet mm-hmm. to do to get ready for the holidays to the extent any of us can get ready for it. And so I didn't want people to get the impression that, you know, the whole day is a wipeout on and a loser on Saturday. So trying to time the specifics of this. But thank you. That's very nice of you. I appreciate it. I'll tell you, it's been quite a week of weather around here.
It has been what a month this week has been, as I like
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, Hannah, there's another way to look at it. This is really only an interruption on what's been a phenomenal run around here. We went through 7 consecutive months above normal. Mm-hmm. We had a warm summer, the 4th warmest fall that has ever been recorded here in 146 years of weather data. And then we came into December and the bottom kind of dropped out. But we have some longer range indications that, you know, while I'm sure the Arctic air will be back again before the winter is out, and maybe for a couple of visits, we've got a more moderate brand of cold coming in here for a while. So I don't think there's any reason to believe that what we've seen at its worst over the last couple of weeks is the rest of the winter is going to give us the trend for the rest of the winter.
All right, so you heard it here first. Tom Skilling says mild winter.
Yeah, mild temperature-wise, we're running way above normal. We've had 4 times the normal amount of snow. Ugh. This is a La Nina winter, and that's a cooling of the equatorial Pacific that's, mm-hmm. you know, we can read some things into our winter from that. And La Nina winters, this is a weak La Nina. It's not like that blockbuster El Nino we had last year. And that's one of the reasons, by the way, the winter was so mild. We had 60s. In the last week, mm-hmm. the equivalent of the last week here, last year in December, haven't had it this year. No mm-hmm. El Nino going. That La Nina's back. But La Ninas tend to produce kind of a volatile form of winter. So you can go from Arctic air to Pacific air. You kind of bounce back and forth. But, you know, Hannah, the way I look at it, it makes life interesting. See, we've got to get you to think that way, too.
Okay, I'm back on board.
I know.
I'm calming down.
You know, just think of it. You can go out and sit on the front porch and watch the weather change. Is that exciting or what?
It is. It's the whole WGN Susie Snowflake thing.
Yeah.
She's going to tap, tap, tap on my window.
Right. That's right.
All right, what's going on with you? Are you on the next couple of weeks or are you traveling?
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. I've got a little time off planned in mid-January. But no, I'm going to be here. How about you, Hannah?
I will be in town. I'm going nowhere. I always take a respite at the end of January to get out of town, to break up that winter. But I'll be here.
That's very nice. My producer, Bill Snyder, is off in Phoenix right now. Oh. I sent him a note and said, you sure you don't want to come back and get in on this Arctic blast? And he wrote me back with sent me some pictures of the swimming pool he's in front of.
Of course he did.
And, of course, the answer, that was a negative, by the way. he was not interested in rushing back to experience the vagaries of our weather in the next couple of days.
It really, they call it a character builder for a reason. Yeah. That's what they say.
I know. I'll tell you something. You know, I've got Ro on the ropes, and Anna's medicating
ledge.
Him,
yes.
trying to keep the drip going. And now, that's why, Hannah, you can't collapse on us here. We've got to.
I guess somebody's got to stay strong, huh?
Absolutely.
All
absolutely.
Right.
And who better than you?
Oh, you're so kind. You're so kind. All right, Tom. So how are the roads south are going to be okay? I've got somebody asking about Champagne.
We're hearing there's a little diciness involved in some of the roads south. I'll tell you, the word is the chemicals work well at these temperatures. We're kind of going to rise a few degrees and hang more or less in the low and mid-20s the next 24 hours. Well, it won't be fully 24 because tomorrow evening the temperature drop starts. And at first, with the snow, it'll be relatively slow, but the winds could gust to 30 miles an hour, and that'll really pump that Arctic air in. So, I watch for that freezing drizzle. That's never a good thing. On an untreated surface. Mm-hmm. But on the roads where the chemicals work, it won't be bad.
All right. So just due diligence, people be safe. And,
right.
And we'll get through this together.
Black ice, the black ice mm-hmm. phenomenon. Yeah, you don't see it necessarily. And yet I think I'd be really careful, especially on side roads, off ramps, sidewalks, driveways, things like that, because there may be a little slickness to those that isn't real evident right away. And we don't want anybody hurting themselves.
Never. Not at all. Tom,
right.
Thank you so much. Uncle Tommy Skilling joining me, trying to, he has lifted my spirits. We will get through this together.
Hannah, you've lifted mine, and you always do every time I have a chance to talk to you. So you take care, and happy holidays to you, and I look forward to talking to you real soon.
Me as well. Thanks so much. You have a good night.
Thanks, Hannah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.